Okay, we were talking about, good morning, we were talking about, good morning, we were talking about the halachas of trapping on Shabbos and Yom Tov in regards to sitting in the sukkah, a person has insects which are bothering them, etc. So, just the fact that something is bothersome, it's distracting, frustrating, etc., is that a type? Is that considered a halacha tsar that we have these heterim? We said that it causes tsar, it's going to be mutter. So Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehillos is quoted to point out that it's very clear from Chazal that the idea of emotional distress, simple emotional distress, is not a heter of tsar. Because if otherwise, you would find that Chazal would be mutter the situation where a person's house is burning down. If a person's house is burning where there's no danger to life, it's not near any other houses, so that we're not afraid that fire would spread, and it's not going to spread, the people in the house are all out, so you're not allowed to put the fire out. Matter of fact, you're not even allowed to ask a goy to put the fire out because there's no danger. Well, there's tremendous emotional distress. And we know the Chazal were matar, many Yisurim Darabonim of Mir Lakum, because of the emotional distress of seeing his house burned out. And we did not allow it over here. So that indicates that Chazal did not deal with emotional distress as a form of tsar. So just the fact that it's distracting and frustrating, those type of things, is not a heter. Let's say a person is trying to sleep, and the distraction, the person is trying to sleep in the sukkah, and the distraction is to the point that he can't sleep. So that's beyond just emotional distress. That's it's preventing him from having one of his normal functions. So in this in Karelitz, Shlita is quoted in regards to that. That is considered, yes, a form of tsar, and that would be permitted. The person could trap the bug and take it out of the sukkah to allow him to sleep. Now, what about the situation where the person's not sleeping? It's daytime. They're sitting on the meal. And it's beyond the question of distraction that people are getting scared, that people are reacting, becoming overwhelmed, hysterical, etc. So Rabbi Asha pointed out that is considered like a form of tsar of the goof, and therefore its equivalent status is if it's on your body and it's biting, that you'd be allowed to trap it and take it out of the sukkah. So a person can trap it, a person can grab hold of it by hand, which is a form of trapping, and take it out, but there's no heter to kill it. Again, in a situation where we're talking about it, there's a person that has a potential life-threatening reaction, he's allergic to a bee sting, so that's a different halacha, that's what we spoke about yesterday. We're not talking about any. There's no danger to life. There's no type of a person with a sensitivity which is going to require medical intervention. It's just a question of if it will sting. We're saying it'll cause a physical pain. You might put a little bit of cream on or something like that, but it's not a real medical intervention. We said that's only mutter if it's already on your body and it's already stinging, or according to some opinions, even if it's before it's stinging. So we're saying but the emotional fear that the person is developing over here, beyond just being frustrated and distracted and bothersome, there's an actual pachad has a status of star goof. You'd be allowed to do the seder, but that does not permit killing it. The only case that we're permitted to kill it is a case where it's something which is life threatening, and we would to protect himself and others, so a person could kill it. And even something which is not life-threatening, but is something which would cause a need for medical intervention. So a person is not allowed to kill it directly, but if as the person's going, walking, etc., he ends up stepping on it and killing it, he's not mechuyev to refrain from that. As a matter of fact, he could even put himself into the situation where he'd want to go near it and just in his natural walk end up stepping on the animal and killing it, or the insect and killing it. So that would be permitted in a case of there is going to be a level of pain or irritation, which would require some type of medical intervention. But barring that, there's no hetter to kill any of the type of insects, etc. So you cannot kill the bee. You can trap the bee inside of a cup, put something underneath it so you can carry it outside, and then you release the bee. But you cannot kill the bee. You cannot squash it, etc. We should have a good day and have a good Yom Tov. We zoicha to sit in the sukkah b'menucha and enjoy the presence of the Shekhinah without any distractions. Have a good day. Good night.